Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets to the Red Bulls to go see Messi.
Oh, wow. Look
you
at
know,
you.
You know who Messi is, right?
Oh, stop. Of course, man. 100%.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, Ronaldo, right, Messi.
What's his first name?
Leon.
Okay, Leo.
No, I know Messi, dude.
Because I barely knew it.
I think it's Lee. Wait.
Lionel Messi. Anyway, it's a big deal when he comes to the Red Bull Arena.
Yes.
So they were like, hey, you know, whatever, if you want to buy tickets, let us know. And my family wanted to go.
Okay.
So I did. And I was like, all right, I'll take 2 for myself. Be a cool event, like the way Sammy Stein, like, you know Sammy. He was great.
Sammy's fantastic.
Yeah. He was talking about, he's like, dude, last year was insane. I'm like, you know what? It's great. And it's 30 minutes from my house. Not a big deal at all.
What is it?
July 19th.
Go ahead.
So it's a Saturday, July 19th.
Perfect.
Right? Exactly. Other than July 19th, the
what
Mets are retiring David Wright's number. What do you do here?
Well, to me, it's a no-brainer. I'm sorry, soccer. I mean, no disrespect. If I'm you, again, I'm answering this from your shoes. That's my boy.
I know, but it's a half hour from where I am. My family wants to go.
Wait, does your family want to go, or did you encourage them?
No. I'm not talking about my wife and daughter. I'm talking about my
mom.
My wife's family.
Oh,
they wanted to go.
Oh, so they're actually proactively into it.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a tougher call, my friend.
Yeah, so they're definitely going, and I have the 2 tickets to go. The other thing is I might be able to thread the needle and do both, but you know that's going to be one of those decisions I'll wake up that morning and be like, what did I get myself into?
That sounds good on June 19th. That sounds like hell on July 19th.
Because Wright is at 4 o'clock. So I could, just like I did with Doc, go for the retirement, see the number go up, and then bounce.
Yeah, I remember he left there. Didn't it rain for Doc a little bit? I remember coming back from a game, and it was raining, listening to the ceremony.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was raining a little bit. So either way, I still feel like I got to be at the right ceremony, but...
Do you have to go? Why can't
I don't have to go to either. Really.
No, that's true.
Probably end up doing nothing.
Why don't you just
watch them?
Get the tickets and let your wife's family go so that they're into it, and you go watch David Wright.
Understood, but I did get the 2 extra tickets, thinking like maybe my wife and I could go.
Got it.
And then hang out with her family.
It sounds like a great family environment.
Well, here's the thing. I get to like appease my wife because it's with her family a little bit.
Yep.
And at the same time, I'm going to a sporting event that would be cool to check out to see Messi. So like it's kind of, okay, well, we could do both, you know? But at total cost. Now I'm going to lose David Wright and not see the number go up.
Who's your 3 favorite Mets of all time?
See, I think Wright is now borderline, like, it's too close to me being in my adulthood beyond my peak fandom. This is, like, the end of the line.
I feel you on that. You so who are your top 3?
Piazza.
Piazza 1, I knew that. Yeah.
I mean, Doc. Well, and then the way I was just I didn't even go to Darryl's. I went to Doc's.
Mm-hmm.
You say my 3 favorite Mets of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, David Wright. I love the other guy.
He's not on the list.
No, Wright's not on the list.
Well,
no,
I love him. You got to go.
Personally, I love him. Great, great person.
Yeah, he is.
And I think out of respect, I owe it to him to be as a fan, not like me, you know, but out of respect for what he's done for the organization and being the face of the franchise and handling himself the way that he is.
Class.
That's exactly.
He's my favorite. He's outside of Doc and Darryl, my favorite Met of all time.
I love him. That's what makes me want to go. So I got to think
you want to go, but you're not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.